The Christian Seventh-day Adventist simply recognizes the unconverted or the heathen, and then recognizes that they are just an unfinished missionary project. Should they run across each other accidentally or by God's providence, they are to be treated with tenderness and compassion. Why? Because they are still as one of the lost sheep that Christ is seeking to bring into his kingdom or into his fold. So here we see the dichotomy, the direct opposite in teachings. Desire of Ages, page 441. And the Heathen Laodicean Church Manual of 1981, page 262. Christ says in Desire of Ages 441, we are not to regard the disfellowshipped one as being cut off from the mercy of God. We are not to despise them. We are not to neglect them. We are not to treat them badly. But the Heathen Laodicean Church Manual on page 262 says we are to treat the disfellowshipped one, even if it's a person or a church. In other words, even if it's a whole church, they may disfellowship an entire church. That's extremely rare today. But should it happen, should a church decide to follow Christian Seventh-day Adventism and follow Christ, they will be disfellowshipped by the sisterhood of heathen Laodicean churches. And if they follow their own church manual, they will then regard that disfellowshipped one as though they do not exist. You see, that's directly opposite of Christ's teachings. So the Heathen Laodicean Church Manual, page 262, is directly opposite of Desire of Ages, page 441. In other words, it's Antichrist. What amazes me is, in their lack of shame, they promote their Antichrist teachings and actually put them in so-called church manual, in print. This shows the depravity of today's professed Seventh-day Adventist Church, of the Conference Church. They are so depraved, so perverted, that they dare put their sin in print. Why? Obviously because people aren't paying attention to the Word of God to recognize this depravity. But here today we take note of it. In the 1981 Heathen Laodicean Church Manual, on page 262, or chapters 13 and 14 of the Church Manual, particularly page 262, even when they disfellowship an entire church, this sentence they say at the end of their disfellowship procedure, the expelled church then ceases to exist. This teaching is Antichrist, directly opposite of Desire of Ages, page 441, paragraph 2. Desire of Ages, page 441, paragraph 2, we should understand that the disfellowshipped one, after the gospel order is followed, and they neglect even the united body of faithful souls or the people who really love God and keep his commandments, including the first two commandments against idolatry or heathen Laodiceanism. That church body, that faithful souls, that people who love God and keep his commandments are not to regard the disfellowshipped one as if they cease to exist, like the church manual advocates. But they are not to regard the disfellowshipped one as if he is, in other words, cut off, ceasing to exist from the mercy of God. Rather, they are not to despise, then, the disfellowshipped one or neglect him. If he ceases to exist, like the church manual says, in their false witness, they will regard that disfellowshipped one as cut off from the mercy of God. They will regard that disfellowshipped one as a despised one, and they will neglect that one. If they run into contact with him, they'll turn their face away and pretend you don't exist. That is a sure characteristic of heathen Laodiceans as they treat the ones they have disfellowshipped. They pretend you don't exist. Brothers and sisters, when I stood for God's first and second commandment 30 years ago in the heathen Laodicean church, after they wrongfully disfellowshipped my wife and I and others that stood with us, we were told by conference representatives that we would cease to exist, that we had ceased to exist. We were told, we're going to pretend that you don't exist. You see, over and over again, they reveal their heathen Laodiceanism without shame. Without shame, I say, because they actually put it in their church manual on page 262. The disfellowshipped body, even if it's a church to them, ceases to exist, which is in direct contradiction to God's gospel order and to God's teaching in Desire of Ages, page 441, paragraph 2. This is a lesson for us today, a double lesson. This is how the heathen Laodiceans regard those that they disfellowship. And they will disfellowship you if you follow Christ. If you follow Christ, then you're not aiding the enemy like they are. That's what lukewarm means, aiding the enemy. Four Testimonies, 87, paragraph 2. If you follow Christ, if you're an individual or a church, and you follow Christian Seventh-day Adventism and not heathen Laodiceanism, today's conference body or heathen Laodicean sisterhood of churches will disfellowship you, either as an individual or a church. And when they do that, in their eyes, you cease to exist, because they're directly contrary to the Word of God. Desire of Ages 441, paragraph 2. Again, God says, and this is the double lesson, the second part of the lesson, for Christian Seventh-day Adventists to keep in mind. We live in the hope of being judged by God to be Christian Seventh-day Adventists. And should we be compelled, unfortunately, but necessarily compelled to disfellowship someone, we are not to regard them as being cut off from the mercy of God. They still have the mercy of God, if they will but seek it. We are not to despise them. We are not to neglect them. If we run across their path, either by accident or by providence, we are to treat them with tenderness and compassion. This is directly opposite from the heathen Laodicean church manual of 1981, which is simply entitled falsely Seventh-day Adventist Church Manual. It's not a Seventh-day Adventist church manual. It's a heathen Laodicean church manual. Because on page 262, after they disfellowship, they give instructions for disfellowshipping even a church. If they might disfellowship a whole church, they say, that church then ceases to exist. If you have in your mind that a disfellowship body, be it an individual or a church, ceases to exist, you're then saying they're cut off from the mercy of God. If something ceases to exist, it's obviously cut off from the mercy of God because it's despised and neglected. That's how they treat disfellowship people. They despise and neglect them. Christian Seventh-day Adventist brothers and sisters, should we be unfortunately required, necessarily compelled to disfellowship someone, let us keep in mind that we treat that person with tenderness and compassion. And of those people that I can remember that I've disfellowshipped, when I've run across them, or that the church has disfellowshipped under my leadership, under my pastoring, because of open sin they were disfellowshipped and their refusal to repent. When I have accidentally run into them, and I can think of it, where do you run into them? You don't run into them in church anymore. It's been, in my case, in the grocery store. We don't turn our face away from them. We don't despise them. We don't neglect them. We look right at them, wondering what's going to happen. How are they going to react? And in every time this has ever happened, it's they that turn their face away from you. They'll turn their back on you. Remember, Christian Seventh-day Adventist brother and sister, in a situation where you have someone disfellowshipped, if one party be a Christian Seventh-day Adventist and the other party be a heathen Laodicean, the heathen Laodicean will always regard you as if you don't exist anymore, as if you're cut off from the mercy of God. They will despise and they will neglect you because they're following their church manual, not God, remember? They're still following after men, and it's men who wrote that church manual. The Christian Seventh-day Adventist, on the other hand, will not regard the other party as if they don't exist, will not regard the other party as if they're cut off from the mercy of God, will not regard them with despising behavior, will not regard them with neglect, but rather, given the opportunity, will regard them with tenderness and compassion. Let's stop our worship service here for today. I just wanted to point out and to note, and rightfully so, that the falsely so-called Seventh-day Adventist Church Manual, which is really in regard, which is in reality not a Christian Seventh-day Adventist Church Manual, but should be titled the Heathen Laodicean Church Manual, copyrighted or revised in 1981, on page 262, even after they disfellowship an entire church, they say that it ceases to exist. They are directly contrary, antichrist, from Desire of Ages 441, paragraph 2. And I think you should understand how and why now. But I think in our discussion here of the gospel order, you should understand how a heathen Laodicean may individually wrong you as a Christian Seventh-day Adventist. You may be individually wronged by a heathen Laodicean. And in the vast majority of cases, their heathen Laodiceanism will move from the private sector into the public sector. Because in the vast majority of cases, they are too busy following men and self to follow the counsel of you or one or two witnesses or even a body of faithful souls or the people who love God and keep His commandments or the church itself. And in the end, their heathen Laodiceanism will move from the private sector to the public sector in the gospel order. And even then, after they are disfellowshipped, because they are then obviously unconverted or heathen or idolatrous. They have an other god. On one issue or that issue or many issues, they have an other god. Even after that all occurs, the Christian Seventh-day Adventists will regard that heathen Laodicean with tenderness and compassion. They won't turn their backs on them should they run into them in public or in any public place. They will remember that this is a missionary effort in progress. These are lost sheep that Christ is still trying to bring into his kingdom, into his fold. They will remember they still are eligible for the mercy of God if they will but admit their need, right? We cannot receive grace or mercy from God unless we admit our need. Testimonies to Ministers 519, paragraph 3. But if they're heathen Laodiceans and they stay that way in their Judas-like condition regarding you, Christian Seventh-day Adventist, and regarding Christ, they maintain a betrayal Judas-like condition. And if they stay that way, they will not have regard for God's word, nor you, nor Christ. They're too busy following self. They're too busy following men, other heathen Laodicean men. Even so, in their ignorance, we are not to regard them as being cut off from the mercy of God. It's still available to them if they will but admit their need. But see, that's directly contrary to the Laodicean condition. If they remain Laodicean, they won't admit their need. Rich and increased with goods and what? In need of nothing is the Laodicean mindset. Testimonies to Ministers 519, paragraph 3 says that the very qualification by which we receive mercy or grace is our need. They won't acknowledge they have a need, so they're the ones who cut themselves off from the mercy of God. But Christian Seventh-day Adventist, brother and sister, we are not to have the attitude that they have ceased to exist, that they do not have the mercy of God available. We are not to turn our backs on them, turn our heads on them, turn away from them, which I have seen heathen Laodiceans do to those that they have wrongfully disfellowshipped. We are not to do that. We are not to follow their church manual. We are not to regard disfellowship people as if they cease to exist. That's regarding them with despising and neglect. We are to regard them with tenderness and compassion. We'll continue on in Desire of Ages, page 441, paragraph 3, next week. Let's just kneel for prayer. Father, we thank you for the Desire of Ages book that constantly shows us the parallels between the days that you lived in and the days that we're living in, and the contrast between Christians and heathen. You've written the book, literally, on both subjects, heathenism and Christianity. We pray, Lord, that you'll help us day by day to become more and more Christian. We ask that you remove the heathenism or the unbelief from us. We believe, Father, help us with our unbelief. We especially thank you for the ways that you've protected us this last week. We know today that there are people that we want to pray for that aren't necessarily believers the way you have taught us to believe. And we know that you have taught us how we are to pray for them by intercessory prayer. And so, in accordance with your teaching, if it be according to your will, if it honor you, we ask that you respect our intercessory prayer. We come before you by faith, thanking you for the privilege of prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Thanks for coming to worship. And those people that are listening to the tapes in whatever country you're in, thank you for coming to worship today and for your emails that you may send. Thank you also for that. God bless everybody.